From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. and China on Sunday announced they have agreed not to impose tough new tariffs on each other's exports. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
2 days of high-level talks have led to a cooling of trade war rhetoric between the United States and China. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
I'm pleased to report that we've made very meaningful progress.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin said negotiators for the U.S. and China agreed on a framework.
And the framework includes their agreement to substantially reduce the trade deficit by increasing their purchases of goods.
While there's agreement to substantially reduce the U.S. trade deficit with China, specific numbers were not cited. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Prosecutors in the southwestern state of Texas have charged a 17-year-old with murder. They say he shot and killed 8 students and 2 teachers on Friday in the town of Santa Fe. On ABC News, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said school shootings continue to happen because life has been devalued in America.
Whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music. Psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
At least 22 people have been killed. Others are still missing after heavy rains from a tropical cyclone hit the Horn of Africa. At least 15 people were killed in the Adal region in the self-declared Republic of Somaliland. And in Mogadishu, at least 6 people died, and more than 300 homes are now underwater in the capital city. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo plans to launch an Ebola vaccination program Monday to try to stop another widespread outbreak of the deadly disease. More than 4,000 doses of vaccine have been shipped to the large port city of Bandaka, where 3 cases of the virus have been confirmed since last week and 2 are suspected. More vaccine is on the way. The UN Refugee Agency reports an increase in fighting in the southeastern region of the Central African Republic has driven more than 7,000 people to abandon their homes and seek refuge in a remote area in the Democratic Republic of Congo over the past week. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In December 2012, the Seleka, a coalition of largely Muslim groups, toppled the CAR government. The anti-Balaka, composed primarily of Christians and animists, formed to counter the brutality of the Seleka. UN agencies report CAR civil war has displaced nearly 700,000 and caused almost 500,000 people to seek refuge in neighboring countries. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the current exodus is adding to the already heavy refugee burden. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Another superhero of a sort has taken control of the weekend box office in the United States. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Will be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right.
It's a cheeky, profane send-up of the whole superhero genre.
Tell me they got that in slow motion.
But like Avengers and Black Panther before it, Deadpool 2 has delivered a $100 million opening. Studio Estimate Sunday put its domestic haul at $125 million, to be precise. That pushed Avengers Infinity War to second after 3 weeks on top.
It says for mature audiences. Certainly sounds like us.
Book Club, a comedy starring Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, and Candice Bergen, opened in third. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump says he will order an investigation Monday into a secret source of the country's top law enforcement agency, the FBI. He claims the source infiltrated his 2016 election campaign. In a statement on Sunday, the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said if anyone did infiltrate or surveil participants in a presidential campaign for inappropriate purposes, we need to know about it and take appropriate action. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.